This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Shall we begin?
Expecto Patronum!
It won't be!
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
BFM 89.9, it is 7:39, and you're listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila and Arvin. That clip said it all, really. Our supercut tonight is focused on fight films. And I want to be specific here because when we say it, it sounds a little bit like we're mispronouncing fright films or like, you know, there's something vague that we're not saying. But really, it couldn't be simpler. We are talking today about movies that feature memorable fight scenes that or that have a fight, right, at the very heart of it, a battle of some sort, and a physical one, usually.
I was planning to start by sounding all bougie and talking about research that I'd done into fight films and its history, all of which I'll bring up later. But I was thinking about what my very first fight film was, or my earliest memory of a fight in a film. And I have to say it was totally like the Dishum Dishum Tamil films that I used to watch when I was a kid. And I think for the longest time, I used to think that that's what fights were, with the sound effect and people like their planting and all of those things, right? And I wanted to ask you guys whether you remember what your very first proper like fight on screen experience was.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know. I'm going to have to think because I was going to say, like, if I think about fight films, I choose to think about the ones that have like a significant amount of plot and then like fight centerpieces, like huge fight scenes, you know, throughout the film. Right. But I also know that when a lot of people think about fight films, the majority of titles in that bucket are like the Jean-Claude Van Damme ones or the Steven Seagal ones, where it's like 5% plot at most and like 95%. Just fight. And I know there's a lot of value in those movies. I know that a lot of people find them like cathartic and they like watching it as like mindless entertainment. I was going to ask you guys, like, which one is it for you? Like, you know, is it the fight all the way? Then there's a loose plot to carry the scenes along? Or is it like Fight Club where there's an actual complicated plot with a lot of fight scenes? I still can't think of my first fight scene that I watched, though. But I'm pretty sure it was also a Tamil movie. It had to be like a Tamil movie.
Yeah, I think it's quite telling. My first is very likely a kung fu film. And I think it's just really what you grow up with, right? It's what you have in the house. And that in some ways also informs your sensibility of what you consider good fighting. Because from a very young age, I had... Well, you know, uncles and aunties and parents commentating on, yeah, that guy knows kung fu and that guy doesn't. And that is a correct kick. And that is not as if any of us did martial arts, but, you know, everyone's an expert. And so because of that, I think for a while, my idea of what fighting on screen looked like was a certain way. And to answer that question about plot, I think my preferred thing is either to go all out nutso and just have people throwing punches all the way through, you know, hyper-violence for the sake of hyper-violence. Or conversely, I love the structure of like a Rocky or The Fighter, in which there is one big fight that the whole movie is working up to. And that tends to be the structure, I think, of boxing films that have a more adversarial nature, as opposed to, say, a kung fu film. I'm not sure which Tamil films you guys are referring to, but the kung fu films, I think, the fights happen throughout. They're sort of like punctuation to the story.
So You know, that's a tough question. I think I don't like films that have fight. I've never been a huge fan of Jean-Claude Van Damme, for instance.
How dare you?
I know, I'm sorry.
He does splits.
I've scuppered the premise of our entire show. But I think I like the ones where the fight sequences look good. You know, where there's drama and there's a sort of beauty in the way the whole thing is choreographed. That's not to say I don't also enjoy you know, your Fight Club style fighting where it's just sort of down and dirty and lots of violence and blood on screen. There's a certain excitement to watching that. But I feel like the Steven Seagal sort of films don't do either of those. I feel like neither do they sort of look particularly exciting to watch. It's just sort of thumping and machismo on screen with very little else. And I think that's the thing that I don't enjoy.
Do you think plot is even important at all? So that was going to be like my next thing, because I'm with Lynn in the sense that if you're going to go all out, then just go all out. Like it has to be like full on hyperviolence, 90 minutes of just crazy stunts that I'm not going to find in like any other movie or any other franchise. Or you give me a plot that I care about, because if you're going to make like a sequel and a part three or trilogy and stuff like Ip Man, then I have to care about the people in it, right? And I have to care about the story and what they are going for, even though there's a lot of fighting. So that was going to, you know, I was wondering, like, is plot even important to a fight film? Because for me, it's 50-50. It kind of depends who's in it. Like a John Wick, is there even a plot anymore in a John Wick movie?
How dare you?
I was going to say, I mean, do you guys know if you're under or over the table or what the table is? Because that's really it, right? Like if we have all seen the John Wicks, we're all familiar with it. Can any of us say what the table is?
No.
No, you're right.
So, you know, I think that kind of answers the question. And yet, John Wick is a great fight film. 100% is definitely focused on. The other thing I was going to say, and I think that this sets a fight film apart from an action film, is the need for hand-to-hand combat. So if we're talking about movies with like snipers or tanks, or I'm just talking about war movies now, apparently. But if we're talking about those kinds of films, I don't think it's in the same ballpark. You have to have the smack of, you know, there has to be that sound throughout. You have to really feel the thump of somebody being thrown against a wall, thrown on the floor. And I realize all of this is making me sound very bloodthirsty, but that's the nature of this kind of film.
So I, as you were talking, Arvind, I thought of one of my favorite fight films, which is Haywire, with Gina Carano and directed by Steven Soderbergh. And
very progressive Gina Carano.
Very open-minded.
Super open-minded. That, thank you. But yes, back when I didn't know Gina Carano, politics. Steven Soderbergh is known for his plots, right, and his smart writing. And yet he understood that a film like Haywire didn't need one at all. Because that's a film where the action and the fights and the skill of the person doing the fighting just carries the film through. So I don't think I need a plot as long as the fighting itself ends up being part of what I'm watching and is the entertainment and is the propulsive action in the film.
I mean, if we're naming names, I'm going to drop like 300. I think 300 is like one of the best fight / war / action / stylish films that was ever made. No plot, like maybe 7% of a plot. Like it's very easy. They just need to get to, you know, they need to get to Xerxes and make him bleed. And that's about it. And they have 300 Spartans, but the way it's shot, it has like hand-to-hand combat. There's like weapons. There's like an underdog story. That movie, I think, for a fight film, has everything that you need in that sort of like template.
Is Zack Snyder our most mentioned director? At this point, I feel like he comes up a lot, even though none of us really love him.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, do we want to gauge it based on mentions or do we want to gauge it based on positive mentions? Because it's a very different ballgame with Zack Snyder. But we're talking today about fight films. So films in which at its very heart, whether in terms of story or at least action, there's a fight or lots of fighting. And we'd like to know what are some of your favorites in this genre, as well as building on Sharmila's question, what do you remember being your first fight on screen? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're already getting messages, which we'll come back to. And in the meantime, I mean, this next clip, I think is best left unintroduced. Here we go.
free-minded. BFM 89.9.
FM 89.9. It is 7:49 and you are listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Sharmilan. Arvin, today we're talking about fight films, movies that have a fight baked into the plot line or whatever plot there is, or builds up to a big one. And we've been asking you what are some of your favorites in this area, as well as what you remember your first fight on screen being. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And I mean, look, okay, we have this one from Alvin who says, my first memory of these kinds of movies is some Bruce Lee movie followed by, and I'm not going to do it, Hiya. Just imagine me doing
it. We've heard a few of those in the song, in the theme.
That's why I didn't want to follow it, you know, because we've heard the original. Best fight scenes is actually from a series, which is the Marvel series Daredevil, and most recently, all the fights from the Bourne trilogy. It's believable, it's visceral, fantastic.
So I just wanted to pick up on Bruce Lee, right? Because I think building on what Alvin said, lots of people have memories of Bruce Lee without necessarily having watched the whole film or all of his films. And I think that's because he's so iconic just as a fighter on screen. I mentioned Tamil cinema earlier, and so much of Tamil films from a particular era were inspired by that kind of fighting. Just the music, like they'd have random Chinese sounding music for no reason except to indicate that some kind of kung fu related throwdown was going to happen on screen. I don't know if there's any other martial artist or any other fighter really that has been as influential as Bruce Lee. I don't know. It makes me sad that he didn't make more films. I would have loved to see how he, I think in the spirit of having watched Tony Leung and his recent Shang-Chi outing, I would have loved to see what Bruce Lee would have turned out as he aged.
You know, when you kept talking about Bruce Lee, I kept thinking about how people used to watch a lot of his movies. Like, his movies were big cinematic releases, right? They were shown in like widescreen and in big halls and stuff. And then I realized that most of my favorite fight films, or when I think about fight films, they're always TV movies for some reason. Like, I can't picture buying a ticket and going and watching these movies like in the cinema. And I'm going to admit that even when it comes to stuff like John Wick, I wait for them to show up on streaming and then I watch those movies. And I don't know why. I don't know what it is about fight films, but they feel like very lazy Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon movies, or while you're channel surfing. And I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but there are not many movies like that that I've seen on the big screen. You know, we keep saying like on screen. And for me, that screen is kind of small.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was wondering whether this is part of your aversion to action movies, because I remember when we first spoke about it, that, I mean, in a strange subversion of what I think most people would expect the roles to be, you kind of said that you're not super into action movies. And I feel like that's a part of it, right? Because for a lot of people, I mean, maybe not the more sort of cerebral films, right? Not The Wrestler, for example. I don't know if I need to see Mickey Rourke suffering on the big stage. But for other things, for John Wick, for me, John Wick is 100% a cinema outing. Same goes for Atomic Blonde, which is very much in the same vein of that. Nobody, which we talked about and loved this year. Yeah, that would also be a big screen outing for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love watching these fights happen on big screen. Atomic Blonde is a great example. I don't know if I necessarily would have enjoyed it as much if I watched it on a TV. But watching it in a cinema, sort of almost feeling the action that's happening on screen, like it's hitting you. There's a huge thrill. The sound effects are a big part of why I love watching them in the cinema as well.
Oh, this is so interesting because I think it is 100% my own bias. Watching Atomic Blonde, I watched it in the cinema, but even then I was like, oh, I should have saved this for like a weekend so I could have watched it at home and I would have enjoyed it. I would have enjoyed it a lot more. And I think it's that. I think deep down, I think action movies and fight films are B-grade cinema, if that makes any sense. And when they are B-grade movies or B-grade cinema, then I'm not going to go out and buy a ticket and watch it in like a cinema hall. I'm going to wait for it to show up at home. And that's just my way of enjoying it more.
I kind of love B cinema. So I think that that's the other thing, right? And it also comes down to exploitation films, which fight films aren't always, to be fair. I mean, it's not as if everything has like guts literally spilling out on the screen, although some of them do. But I think it's in that same vein of what you consider a fun time in the cinema. And so for some people, that includes the blood, guts and glory of horror and exploitation movies. For others, B movies where improbable things happen and just your hero somehow has a very charming scratch on the cheek but nothing else and has eviscerated everyone else. Like, I quite enjoy watching those sorts of journeys. I think, again, because it represents to me like a holiday. I know that I'm going in here and I can just switch off and not think about it anymore.
I'm also thinking about movies like The Matrix or even Kill Bill, which are most definitely not B-cinema movies, but have great fight sequences built into them and are an integral part of what's happening in the screen on the screen. For me, those are clear cinema films, right? And going back to my whole Tamil cinema, for me, I have great fight scenes. When I watch fights in Indian films at home, I often forward through them. But when I'm in the cinema, I actually genuinely enjoy them. And I think that's because, again, the cinematic quality of watching something on a large screen makes you be okay with things that don't feel realistic when you're watching them on TV.
Oh, I love that you said realistic, because I just realized that some of my favorite movies, they don't have to be hyper-violent. I know most of the things that we've named so far are hyper-violent. Like I just said 300, that's a hyper-violent film. John Wick, hyper-violent. But I think like when we talk about like martial arts, if the fight style or the fight type is captivating enough or interesting enough, then I don't think you need a lot of blood in the movies. I think there can still be a lot of fun if they sort of omit the violence. And we're talking about this because we reviewed Shang-Chi, right? And I was thinking about Shang-Chi. There's no blood in that movie at all. It's a Marvel movie. So there's not going to be any kind of like, you know, gore, violence or whatever. Still a very fun fight film and also kind of a fight slash superhero movie. So not purely a fight movie either, right?
Yes, I think so. I also wanted to build on this idea of what is or isn't a fight movie, because we're getting some examples that I think are pretty interesting. So, for example, Munif says, Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, that knife flip by Bucky alone is lit. Followed by Yip Man, all four movies deliver fantastic fights and with epic scores to match it. No other trilogy comes close. Yip Man is the fight movie goat.
So Ip Man, yes, no contest. But the Captain America mention is interesting because I wouldn't call that a fight movie, right? But it's got a great fight scene.
A few, in fact.
Yeah. So not to say it doesn't qualify, but I think there is a distinction to be made there.
Yeah, Ip Man for sure. And I think Ip Man goes back to that thing, like it's not as violent as a lot of other movies, right? Even though there's fight like throughout, there's not a lot of blood in that movie, if I remember correctly.
I think martial arts films in general tend not to be as bloody, and I like that.
There is usually one very cinematic trail of blood down the nose or the mouth. The mouth is serious. The mouth, yes. They might be seriously injured. The nose is just typical. And then they just need some time, guys, to refresh, recharge, and then they're back up. I wanted to ask I'm going to say it and then we think about it and we come back and talk about it, okay? Because we don't have time before the news. But I want you guys to pick your favorite fighter, because we've spent this long talking about it, but we haven't talked about the importance of the physicality of the person on screen. Like, I don't want to be... I don't want to make it all about looks. And in this case, it isn't about looks. It's about believability, right? Like, who do you believe on screen is throwing a punch? Who do you believe on screen is actually going to be a deadly person? Think about it. We'll come back to it. And in the meantime, keep those thoughts coming. what are some of your favorite fight films? We have so many that we have to go through, and there are so many great ones. And also, who's your favorite fighter on screen? I'm just super curious to hear. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now our next clip.
這一份氣勢，唔通就係人稱神雕俠侶嘅楊過？小龍女，
今日我哋嚟係同虎頭幫船長，與其他人無關。咁你即係做較量啦？唔會，其實我只係想打死兩位，又或者俾兩位打死啫。既然係咁，嚟啊！
好啊！
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
They're looking for unconventional women, whatever that means.
Hello, ladies. I'm Sam Sylvia, and this is GLOW.
Sorry, what's GLOW?
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Are you hiring actors to play wrestlers, or are we the wrestlers?
Go! Yes.
Woo! Are you insane? Why is she here?
She's the Alpha and you're the Omega. Submit.
She might kill you.
Lady wrestlers, I get it. Women can do anything men do, blah, blah, blah.
BFM 89.9. It is 8:09, and you're listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn Shyamalan. Arvin, our topic today is fight films, films that have at its center, in whatever way or form, serious fighting. And I hate seeing films right after we play a clip from television, right? But that, of course, was a little bit of GLOW. I'm going to say that I have not seen it. I know that it's great. I keep hearing fantastic things, just something that I haven't gotten on yet.
I started watching GLOW because Arvin kept raving about it. And I'm so, so glad I did. I used to watch wrestling as a kid and then sort of gave it up as I became older. And GLOW, I think, merges the kind of visceral, theatrical, performative joy of wrestling with actual storytelling and a good TV show. And the fight scenes are just so fun to watch.
Since we're on the topic of wrestling, why not, right? I mean, why not?
That's all you needed. That's all you were waiting for.
Why not deep dive? So I'm thinking, is like AEW and WWE, are they fight TV shows the same way they are fight films? And I only ask because I would say they 100% are. Simply because it's not an actual spot. So there are scripts, there are producers, there's a whole production, there's a predetermined outcome. And all of them are actors, athletic actors who are playing parts and playing roles, like wizards, policemen, warriors, warlocks, whatever they are on TV. So I think like in that sense, AEW and WWE are definitely shows about pro wrestling and not pro wrestling shows, the same way Grey's Anatomy is a show about hospitals and not a hospital documentary, if that makes any sense. So they have to be fight TV shows, right?
I think that you've made a compelling argument. but also, I think that there is definitely something to it because we spoke earlier about plot. And the thing about wrestling, right, is professional wrestling, is that it is very heavily plotted. These sorts of rivalries and hatreds and villains and baby faces are plotted well in advance so that when you finally get to WrestleMania or when you finally get to one of the 10,000 title fights that they will have in the course of this rivalry, you care. And I think that for that reason, it counts because I'm going to say the fights are real. I hope everybody knows what I mean when I say that. I mean that people really are going through tables. I don't mean that these people are brawling. But yeah, the fights are real. They're visceral. There are stories around it. They've all been leading up to this moment. If we go by the metrics that we established at the start of the show, then yes, I mean, are they not?
I think so. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Arvind, because you are clearly a fan. I think, though, that the fans...
What gave it away? Which part gave it away?
The glint in your eye. I don't think the fans want to think of them as TV shows. And I think that's important. I think the fans want to almost exist in this space where it's semi-real, even though they know it's not real. And I think that's a large part of the enjoyment of it. And because of that, I think it's why... even though it got changed from Federation to Entertainment years ago, it's still not fully gone into just being called reality TV or something like that. And instead, still sort of wears that thin veneer of it being a sport. Because I think that's important to the fans in a certain way.
No, I think I 100% agree. But I also think that if you've been a fan for maybe like 5 years plus, then at that point, you're not actually discussing the athletics or the sports or whatever or what's happening in the ring. You're listening to like podcasts and discussing the storyline and talking about what's happening backstage and, oh, this producer left and, you know, this producer joined from this company and they are good at writing storylines for this and that. So I think a significant portion of them watch it as a TV show, the same way you'd watch like Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead or anything on a weekly basis. It has that same sort of format and suspense and storytelling.
So we've been asking you basically what you... I just want to throw in there, by the way, I love fighting with my family. I don't know if it's considered a fight film simply because it's really about a person growing, but it does have great fights in the same way while we're talking about wrestling. It counts. But we've been asking you for your favorite fight films and also your favorite fighter. And before we get to the many, many messages that we're getting, apparently everybody is as bloodthirsty as we are. I wanted to ask you, who are your favorite fighters? Who do you enjoy watching on screen?
I have two. One's not actually a fighter, but it's Rajnikanth.
He's 100% a fighter.
Like wrestling, I want to believe he's doing those things. Just the style and his fights are so fun. They've gotten more and more larger than life over the years. And everything is so choreographed to be campy and great. But for someone who actually fights, Michelle Yeoh, I was reminded again after watching in Shang-Chi just how much I love watching her execute just any martial arts action scene on screen.
I think I'm also going to pick two. I'm going to leave like the legends aside, like because they are like in a whole other league, right? But I think more recently, John Bernthal, I think I love Shane in The Walking Dead, Punisher in The Punisher. The way he fights and the way he moves and the way he growls, like you actually believe he's that upset and angry and he's going to literally punish someone the way he does it. I think the other person would be very specifically Hugh Jackman in Logan, but very specifically Logan, because not the other movies don't have any violence and blood, right? But just the way the usage of the claws, you believe that those claws are attached to his arms, like they're coming out of his skin and he knows exactly how to use them and how to cause damage with those weapons. So yeah, Hugh Jackman and John Bernthal.
Look, I love Michelle Yeoh. I'm so happy that you mentioned her. I also have a lot of childhood loves, but they're coming up in the messages. I'm going to sidestep and say that in the modern setting, somebody who's acting, I don't always love, but who whenever he comes on screen, I feel like I know I'm going to be thrilled by the fighting is Donnie Yen. I love watching Donnie Yen move. I think that there is something, I mean, he's quite, what's the word I'm looking for? Implacable. You know, he's got that very sort of, his face stays the same a lot of the time, but when I watch him fight, I think the poetry and artistry, as well as the very real sense that he's a deadly weapon, is so present that I just really like watching Donnie Yen. But honestly, the one name that, by the way, please let us know, what is your favorite fight film? Who is your favorite fighter on screen? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, far and away, the person whose name is coming up the most is Jackie Chan. So I'm just going to run through it. Michael says, grew up on Jackie Chan's annual CNY fight flicks. So those will always be my benchmarks. All the Hong Kong movies based on legendary martial arts masters were great. Ip Man, Wong Fei Hung, Fong Sai Yok. Hollywood wise, the first one had to be Karate Kid. Cynthia just says Jackie Chan. Danny says Donnie Yen was really great. And Jackie Chan, of course. Long Long says favorite fighter, Jackie Chan. He does it for real. And then Danny also says, the legendary Jackie Chan from the Police Story series, Drunken Master. This Kung Fu legend does a lot of his own stunts.
Just to say, we didn't overlook Jackie Chan. We completely talked about clipping him, but not an easy one to clip because his scenes are so visual, right? And I think that's a large part of the enjoyment of watching Jackie Chan. Like, for me, growing up, at least, he was the first person whose martial arts scenes were, one, funny, but also just so kinetic. All of the going through things and jumping through walls, laughing while doing it. That sense of like a, almost a wink being thrown at the audience made it, I think, something that people of all ages could enjoy in a really visual way.
I don't know if this makes sense, but both Donnie Yen and Jackie Chan, they don't look like they're fighting. They look like they're moving. Does that make, like, it looks like it's so natural to them. Like, they're not putting on fights or they're not trying to bend their body to fit the fight. They just look like they're doing what comes very naturally to their bodies. And they're just moving and they so happen to be causing a lot of pain to a lot of people around them.
Yeah, I get that. I think that the thing that's special about Jackie Chan also is the comedy. The fact that he can have fights that look super realistic and, you know, involve him doing most of the stunts, but also are incredibly funny. And he's made it work in such a way that I think Jackie Chan has actually created his own visual language on screen. Like when a person is moving, even if you put him in a monkey suit or a bear suit, and you asked me who is inside that bear suit. This, by the way, is a reality show I'm giving away for free. If you wanted to start it, please go ahead.
Like, very specific idea.
I mean, if you can have the masked singer, you can have the masked Kung Fu master. It would be over very quickly, but the point remains, have it if you want. But yeah, if you put Jackie Chan in a suit and you chucked him somewhere and just filmed him doing Kung Fu, you'd know who that was.
No, I completely agree. And I miss them, right? Don't you guys miss like just Jackie Chan films? I don't know if I love the Hollywood crossover very much. I've liked, you know, the comedies, but I miss the classic Hong Kong Jackie Chan films.
Because they don't let him do his own stunts for insurance or whatever. Like some lame reason
whatever.
That they have. I just want to say though, for anyone who hasn't seen Jackie Chan on Graham Norton, there's a very nice interview where he talks about whenever anyone says the name Jackie Chan, they do the Jackie Chan hands and he hates it. But I'm like, it's lovely because it has like you mentioned, Lynn, like he has his own visual style, right? That no one can say Jackie Chan without doing the Jackie Chan hands.
We also have Edwin who says, apart from Jackie Chan movies, Police Story, Operation Condor, Jet Li movies, Once Upon a Time in China, it's also worth mentioning Tony Jaa of Ong Bap and Tom Yam Kong, Iko Uwais of The Raid Redemption and The Raid 2. And of course, who can forget about Steven Seagal of Under Siege, as well as Jean-Claude Van Damme of Bloodsport and Kickboxer. Edwin, I was there with you all the way until Steven Seagal, who is not my favorite, but, you know, to each their own.
Tony Jaa, oh, I love watching Tony Jaa so much. I don't know. He's one of those that I kind of wish Hollywood made better use of. But Ong Bak, I love.
Have you seen Monster Hunter? Have you guys seen Monster Hunter with Tony Jaa?
Yes, I have.
I think so.
Completely wasted.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I have a memory of it, but also blocking it.
Yeah, you should.
It's Donnie Yen in Mulan, guys. It's just not...
Oh, God.
There's no point. Or Jet Li in Mulan, for that matter. There is no point. Sun Sing also says, was it Ong Bak that had some capoeira? That was a really tight fight. And the last one before we head to the break is Rish, who says, for action movies, my very first view was Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I still love to watch till these days. I absolutely loved it when they made The Expendables. And then, again, a shout out to Iko Uwais, The Raid and The Raid 2, some of the best fighting scenes, as well as John Wick, and not to mention Rajnikanth.
Thank you. but Arnold Schwarzenegger is an interesting one because I don't think of him as a fighter. I think of him as an action star.
I think of him as both, actually, because of his physique, because he's built himself up to that level, right? I love the shouts for the Raid and the Raid Redemption. Those are some amazing movies, but also that 99% fight, 1% plot ratio going on.
Those are super high concept. The concept is the plot. That's really all there is to it.
Yes.
We're talking today about fight films, films that have a fight at their very heart. We'd like to know, what are some of your favorites and who is your favorite on-screen fighter? We've had a lot of love for Jackie Chan. Do you fall in that category? Do you want to bring up someone else? Perhaps WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at PFM Radio. And it's funny, Arvind, that you mentioned Hugh Jackman specifically in Logan, because up next we have Hugh Jackman specifically in Real Steel.
His name is Adam. Can we get him a fight?
I don't think he was ever a boxing robot.
He's a G2, built in early 2014. He was a sparring bot.
They must have built robots like this one who could mirror the fighting style of any other robot.
Okay, so can we get him a fight?
Are you not listening? He's a sparring bot, right? Built to take a lot of hits, but never dishing out any real punishment.
You'd always try to sell him off for parts.
Can't you get him a fight?
Oh, why can't you get him a fight? Get him a fight. God, you don't quit, do you? You want me to put him in some bottom-rung scrap fest to the death? Come on, I saw how scared you were at Crash Palace. Yeah, the places that would let you fight this robot would make you pee your little pants.
Excellent. Get him a fight.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
Welcome. You're here to compete in Mortal Kombat. Tomorrow morning, the great combat begins. You are all witnesses to one of the greatest turning points in the history of your planet. And now for a taste of things to come.
BFM 89.9, it is 8:24 and you're listening to Popcorn Culture with Lynn, Sharmila and Arvind. We're talking about fight films today. We've been asking you, what are some of your favorites and who is your favorite fighter? Quite appropriate after that last little clip. And in line with that, we have Devon who says, my first fight film is Mortal Kombat. Let's not deny, we all love that Mortal Kombat theme song. Devon, nobody is denying it. We were grooving away. And then goes on to say, but fight movie with good acting. I love the distinction. I think our Warrior, The Fighter, Raging Bull, and my favorite, Million Dollar Baby.
I have to admit that I often mix up Warrior and Fighter. I love both. The problem is I can never remember which is which. But yes, I love both those films and such great acting.
Oh, Warrior is such a good shout. I think Tom Hardy would be another favorite fighter because he looks like he can actually hurt someone. Like just his face.
Tom Hardy is Warrior, right? Just so that I'm on the right. Yeah. Yes, okay. And Christian Bale is The Fighter. Yes,
I'm on
Bale and Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
So I don't love Mark Wahlberg very much as an actor, but I also think that he's actually a convincing fighter. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know if it's the vibe or whether it's just because the kinds of scenes he's done.
Because he's punched real people in real life.
I was trying to steer clear of that. But yeah, I think that it's knowing that as background that partly informs it. I did also want to, along with Evan's love for Mortal Kombat, Lokman says Street Fighter film, kind of nostalgic.
You know, I never watched the Street Fighter films. I know they're a big deal. I just never watched them.
Oh, you have to. They're such like cult favorites. Also terrible acting from just all around. Just bad performances, but such a fun movie.
Why do you sound so thrilled? You just sound so thrilled.
Such a schlocky B-grade movie. It's like one of those fun things, yeah.
Anil is joining you, Sharmila, with the Rajnikanth love with some emojis to boot. So more love coming Rajnikanth's way. And then we have Jun saying, for me, my favorite is always Once Upon a Time in China 1 and 2. The theme music always gets my heart pumping. The warehouse fight scene. This has been copied shamelessly by Xena Warrior Princess and Disney's Mulan.
Once Upon a Time in China. Oh my God, I haven't watched that in such a long time and I kind of now really want to. I might not be on the right track here, but I actually like Xena Warrior Princess a lot. And for a time, I loved the fight scenes in that show.
Oh, I have to put those movies on my list. I haven't seen them.
Ooh, Once Upon a Time in China 1 and 2 are fantastic. So I think that the comparison tends to be with Jet Li and Jackie Chan because they kind of came out at around the same time. They both have J's in their names, and then they both also tried to do the Hollywood crossover at around the same time. And so the comparisons are there, but Jet Li plays very different characters. And I'll just say that seeing what his legs can literally do in this film is still continuously mind-boggling to me as someone who watched it recently. Tenny says, James Bond is all out fights in every film. Rambo can be really deadly in reality, a true full-blooded soldier, and followed by Yippee-ki-yay, John McClane.
So all of those take us back to that thing you said right at the beginning of the show about hand-to-hand combat and how a fight film needs hand-to-hand or, you know, actual physical contact to be considered a fight film. And maybe it's for that reason why I don't usually think of, say, James Bond or even Rambo, because they tend to be a lot more around strategy and gunfights and, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I was going to say the same thing, like the mention of Rambo, like it's a super hyper-violent film, right? But I don't think it's a fight film unless they're actually fighting with one another. I know guns, they're fighting, but you don't have to have physical contact with the person if you have a gun. And I think that it kind of voids it. Or I feel it kind of voids it.
So I'm excited to talk about James Bond. For all the reasons that we are currently excited to talk about Bond, because it's coming out soon, but also because it's Daniel Craig's last outing. And Daniel Craig is the fightiest Bond. I think he's probably the only reason why we think of Bond as somebody who does hand-to-hand combat, because before this, it was like, ha-ha, exploding pen, run away, you know, and sorry, making him sound very uncool, but, you know, it's more or less that, right? It's like, here's my shoe, which is a phone, and oh my God, people are going to come for me, I can feel it. But honestly, Daniel Craig is the Bond, I think, who has exemplified hand-to-hand combat. And he's why we think of Bond as fighty. And for him alone, I would actually rate James Bond as a fighter.
I am randomly going to segue because for some reason that reminded me of the first Charlie's Angels. Because really, we haven't talked about enough women, right? And I don't know, I think it's the silly phone pen thing. I love the fights in the first Charlie's Angels, directed by McGee. But yeah, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu, and their action scenes and the fight scenes in particular, I really love how the action and the fighting is sort of incorporated in this idea of being sexy and feminine, and it works so well.
Is there a pattern here? Because I was also going to randomly segue into like bathroom fight scenes. Because of Daniel Craig, Casino Royale has one of the best fight scenes in any Bond movie. And it happens in the bathroom, right? With the sinks and stuff. And it's so brutal. I think there's a fight scene in Charlie's Angels that's the same. And also Tom Cruise does the same thing with Henry Cavill in Mission Impossible 6, I think. Mm. Also a bathroom fight scene, which is one of the most brutal. I don't know if it's just the cement,
the porcelain, and the water, the cement. Bathroom fight scenes are actually like specifically very violent.
I think it's also the cubicle because you know, whenever you kind of box people in, right, to a fight, there's always going to be a very, very close quarters, and then the moment that they burst out into the wider bathroom and proceed to wreck everybody's time. So I think that besides the tiles and the sinks and the inherent hardness of those things, it's also the close quarters. We have Avon saying Mortal Kombat, the rivalry between Sub-Zero and Scorpion, but the games are better. And then Toh says the Matrix trilogy. Karimjit says the burly man fight scene in Matrix 2. That's when we first realized how much damage a free Agent Smith could do in the Matrix.
Is that the one with the many, many Agent Smiths? I'm not a fan of Matrix 2, so I tend to like not remember a lot of stuff. Is that the one with the multiple Agent Smiths?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Reloaded.
Great scene. That's probably the only thing I remember about Matrix 2.
Chup, if it's a CGI character, is it still considered a fight scene?
Oh.
Because if it's like the end of Black Panther, where they're both just like CGI things bouncing around, they're not actually fighting anyone, right?
It's sad because that's actually, I think, the weakest spot in Black Panther is the train scene, where it's very, very hard to actually tell what exactly is going on in that moment. And I think it depends, right? Because if you're talking about Agent Smith versus Neo, there is still actually a sense of peril, and you can tell that it feels like there are people fighting. In the case of Black Panther, it got very video gamey for some reason.
Yeah. I think the choreography is important as well. Like if there's fight choreography, even if it's entirely CGI'd, but you can see the choreography, I think it helps. Black Panther, again, you can't see much and they don't look very real.
So if Pixar made a fight movie, it would still be a good fight movie.
Yes, I also kind of want to see that now.
I want to see
that. Can you imagine a fight movie, but then you also cry and are left like considering life?
You know, I think that they should try their hand with a short. Like, yes. I imagine a Pixar fight short would just be so, so cool. We've come to that time in the show where we need to blitz through the recommendations because there are still so many and they're all great. So Ken Hong says, all the pre-1990 Wuxia films from Hong Kong, Jidageki and Kaiju films from Japan. Interesting mention of Kaiju, which we hadn't actually talked about. And any old school Bollywood film that still obeys the laws of physics, just include Amitabh Bachchan. Bruce Lee versus Chuck Norris would be the two best fighters.
Amitabh Bachchan is a great mention, and he's less sort of campy than, say, Rajnikanth, right? But yeah, I think before fights became hyper unreal in Bollywood, and those were sort of the real gritty, like street style of fighting. I love Amitabh Bachchan fight choreography.
Also, it's that time in the time when anyone could fight. Like, as long as you're a hero, you know how to fight. Like, you have martial arts skills.
You just need to be the protagonist and yes. Thusly are you granted with everything. Kotway says, Donnie Yen and Sammo Hung made some of the best fight movies. For English movies, Mila Jovovich made many good fight and zombie movies, which returns us to that question of CG. Lok says, Iron Monkey, Donnie Yen. We've talked quite a bit about Donnie Yen, but I love the shout for Sammo Hung because Sammo Hung, I think, often gets overlooked perhaps because he does less now and also because he did a lot of choreography behind the scenes. But Sammo Hung a fun one to watch.
You're right. I can't remember anything more recent that he's done.
Same.
Meanwhile, Hoi says, have we spoken about Charlize Theron in Atomic Blonde yet? That one take shot fight was awesome.
Charlize Theron, honestly, is my favorite, one of my favorite action stars. I think I like her better in action and fights than I even do in her dramatic roles.
I mean, Mad Max, Fury Road.
Yes.
He's like the highlight there, yeah.
Norman brings up Mad Max, actually. And then Ben says, it's not my favorite, but one I've watched recently is exceptionally good on a level beyond just fights is Born a Champion. Sean Patrick is a real-life certified black belt BJJ. So that's interesting. Dylan, again, says Van Damme is my favorite with Bloodsport and Kickboxer.
Okay, yes. Van Damme. I shall...
He counts. And Bloodsport's like a good fight movie, yes.
All right. Jesper has a series that I'm going to, again, sort of break up because there are lots here and they're all very good. So Spartacus, Rocky series, The Fighter, Bruce Lee movies, King Arthur, Conan the Barbarian, Raging Bull, Gladiator, The Hurricane, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Assassins, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, Kill Bill, G.I. Joe, G.I. Jane, Avengers Endgame, Romeo Must Die, loved the late Aaliyah, who was so good with Jet Li.
Romeo Must Die, oh my gosh, I loved that film. I mean, again, Jet Li never really got his full due in Hollywood, but that film was just so great.
I like the mention of Avengers Endgame. I wouldn't have pinned it as like a fight film. It's more of a superhero movie, no?
Yeah, but there are big fights. But then again, we come back to the CG point.
Yeah, I somehow think in my head, I just typically separate. And I said this in the Shang-Chi review when we talked about it yesterday, that Shang-Chi for me is a fight film, whereas all of the others to me feel like superhero films.
Jesper goes on to say Kickboxer, Double Impact, Universal Soldier, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Mulan, Red, Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, Breakdown with Kurt Russell, Chuck Norris movies, An Eye for an Eye, Missing in Action, Hero and the Terror, The Way of the Dragon, with Bruce Lee. And then we also have Firewalker, Hellbound, Double Jeopardy, Broken Arrow, The Expendables, Ghost Rider, Xena, Sheena, Knight Rider, Magnum PI, Miami Vice, MacGyver, The A-Team.
I am going to have to write down some of those and look them up. I don't know. Some of these old classic TV shows, I've never actually thought of them as having fight scenes.
I just want to say I love Jasper's lists. Like every week, I love these long lists because they give me so many things to add to my personal watch list to watch.
Same. Meanwhile, Karamjit is back to say, I just remembered Kung Fu Panda, Po versus the Snow Leopard.
I wanted to bring up Kung Fu Panda and then I forgot. So thank you. Because, you talked about animation, right? Kung Fu Panda has such great fight sequences.
That's actually so true. It's like, it's not, I mean, it's not Pixar, but, you know, it's, it's an animated fight movie.
Lau is back also, or rather Lau is joining in to talk about something that came up earlier, which is one of the best fight scenes would be the one between Captain America and the Winter Soldier inside an elevator. Classic fighter from the West, I vote for Rocky Balboa, both of which we talked about earlier on in the show. And in closing, we have this from Danny, who says, fight films, when we think about it, it's always those boxing films, Rocky, Creed, Southpaw. Those are fine films in their own right, but there is a tad too much alpha, male machismo, and Western jingoism. But there are other genres of fight ranging from Hong Kong Kung Fu or Wuxia films. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon comes to mind. Also, The House of Flying Daggers, Kung Fu films by Bruce Lee, Game of Death, Jackie Chan's Drunken Master. But to me, the best fight film is from Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 by Quentin Tarantino. Uma Thurman going on an orgy of revenge against the deadly Viper assassination squad as the bride. The best fight scene is the katana showdown between Uma and Lucy Liu, set against a snowy background with the flamenco disco beat of Santa Esmeralda. Cinematic perfection.
I agree. I have nothing to add to that except yes, 100%.
Yep, cinematic perfection. Yep, he said it.
So that's pretty much it. I don't know. What do you guys want from a new breed of fight films?
That's a really an interesting question, right? Because as we were talking, I realized I can't think of any, like a current crop of actors who do this in a way that keeps me excited. Simu Liu is probably the closest, and even he had to become a superhero to do it. I don't know is my answer. I think I want to see more genre crossing, perhaps, that fights don't have to be the 90% plot, 10%, 90% fight, 10% story, and perhaps see more films like Shang-Chi taking risks with the genre.
I think when it comes to like newer films, I'm thinking about something like Nobody and movies like that I would like to see, because, you know, like a lot of hand-to-hand combat, some weapons, and it's also like a lot of fun. It has a lot of plot and you know where they are going from point A to point B, right? I would like to see more movies like that. And I think we're going to get some, especially with like John Wick being as popular as it is. We're going to get a lot of movies like that moving forward, I think.
I'm going to sidestep a little bit and say I want to watch The Grandmaster by Wong Kar-wai, starring Tony Leung, because I don't know whether that qualifies, but I want to watch it and see if that's the kind of film I want, if that makes sense. I don't know if what I want is more art house fight film, but I want to see if that fits the bill. So that's where I'm landing. But keep those thoughts coming. We've been talking about fight films for the last hour and a bit. Send us your favorites. Send us your favorite fighter. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Write to us at movies@bfm.my. And you can also find us at BFM Popcorn on all the socials. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Popcorn Culture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.